You're listening to the AI Ireland podcast. My name is Mark Kelly, the founder of AI Ireland. If you're new to the podcast, AI Ireland's mission is to accelerate the use of AI for the benefit of our society, our competitiveness, and everyone living in Ireland. To achieve this, we run projects of national interest, most notably the AI Awards. As a member of AI Ireland, we make available in-depth case studies of AI being applied in Ireland and access to our private member areas where you'll find exclusive interviews and webinars. To find out additional information on how to become a member, please head over to AIIreland/memberships. Quick one, before this episode starts, about 75% of people who listen to this podcast on audio platforms, Spotify and Apple, haven't yet hit that follow button. If I can ask a favor to you, if you've ever enjoyed this podcast, please can I ask that you hit that follow up button on that app. It helps this show more than I can ever say. The bigger the show gets, the better the guests get. Thank you and enjoy this conversation. In today's AI Ireland podcast, I chat with James Garza. James runs his own business within the financial services area, and he made the decision to start a journey of further education to upskill in the field of artificial intelligence. In our conversation today, James will share what was the catalyst for this and how he got on. James, very, very welcome to the AI Ireland podcast today.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
James, for our listeners that don't know about you and your background, before we kind of jump into the world of education and some of the work that you've been doing, could you mind just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, Mark, I've been living in Ireland almost 15 years at this stage, wife and two children. And obviously you can hear from my accent that I'm not around these parts. So I came from the great state of Texas, and I was in financial services, a stockbroker over there with JP Morgan Chase. Came to Ireland and set up my own company here, and have been giving financial advice and even trading clients' accounts. And so I've been doing that for most the majority of the time I've been here. And as you said, you know, then decided to go into higher education due to just the overall markets in 2018, the fourth quarter. There was a big market pullback, and when the market pulled back in the trading, I saw that there was some issues in regards to the way the market were moving. We were having some huge swings per day, and what I was thinking there was algorithmic traders are the ones that are making this making money in this market, and I need to figure this out, you know. And that started me on my journey. I mean, it was a problem that me and my business partner had in our business, and the solution was higher education.
So before you go into that, because with people, you know, listening in who are, you know, doing a day job day to day, they have a family like yourself, higher education, it could potentially kind of sound like the step too far, right? Because you're trying to do as much as you possibly can. And I feel, you know, you speak about the need to move into the next step of technology to help you with your career within the company that you're working with your co-founder. What was that kind of jolt to make you do it? And for people listening in, you didn't necessarily come from a background of doing a lot of education courses before that.
That's right, Mark. I mean, I had no third level education prior to going in. And you know, that, like you said, that bit of a jolt, and there's the concern, you know, you go in and saying, okay, you know, you have ideas of what it was, you know, I've been out of school for almost 30 years at this stage, and just going and saying, you know, what is it going to be like going in, you know, and you have all these memories from long ago and exams and, you know, all these things, and you come in, and that's where, for me, rather than jumping straight into, let's say, a level 8 or level 9, which is like, you know, a bachelor's or a master's, I went into the level 7 and just kind of got into it and kind of got into the flow of things. And really, at CCT College, what I really liked is that there was no exams. It was all project-based. And so it's getting the practical. And that's how I learn, is I'm very practical. I need to see it applied. And so I guess, you know, you think about when, like, my son right now is doing university, and, you know, he's looking to his life, what's coming down the road and what's he going to be doing. And really, you know, he's got no experience as such in work or any kind of business like myself. Whereas I approached it from everything I was learning is like, how can I apply this to my business and run my business more efficiently and run it better?
And, you know, as working in a business and, you know, within anyone's career, everyone wants to be at the optimal. You know, they want to do their very, very best. So you took into consideration, apprehension. You know, we all have these kind of little bit points where you kind of live apprehensive about it, but you took it on board. And you know, for people that actually are listening in, you know, the programs at CCT, they provide a pathway for mature learners coming from a diverse professional background. So in some cases, without requirement to hold a degree. So that's a real clear one for yourself. And you know, if you were, you know, people may underestimate the cost that if you were in the US and you were to actually embark on this journey, I'm guessing that it would have been very, very expensive, potentially of 5 to 6 years to complete.
Not only that, Mark, if you think about the cost, as you say, as well, like, you know, I was doing this, I've done this course, I went to the level 7 and then to the level 8, and now I'm about to complete the level 9, which is a master's in data analytics. And it's about 3 years altogether is what it took me. In part-time, whereas if I was in the U.S., it would be 6 years full-time, and I would spend over $200,000 very easily.
Wow, $200,000. So you've gone within 3 years from no degree to studying towards a master's, James.
That's correct, yes, Mark.
So it may be a surprise for listeners to know that a level 8 higher diploma in science in AI applicants is also a graduate specialization course, which is funded by the government for those who want to specialize in AI. So people may not actually know that, because you won't have to pay as much for like a graduate course, but can also kind of avail of the funded course if they've graduated in the previous 12 months. So were you, I'd say your friends back home probably just couldn't believe that, or have you even told them, friends and family back home?
I'm just come to Ireland and get your education over here and save all your money. You're not going to pay even a quarter of that, if you know what I mean. Even outside of, you know, here, like what helped me with CCT was the springboard courses where the government, the initiative, the HCI, the Human Capital Initiative, where they pay 90% and you pay 10. And, but, you know, obviously, because I'm an Irish citizen and I've lived here, whereas a non-citizen wouldn't be able to avail of that. But equally, like I'm saying, you know, even if you were paid full fees, it would be substantially less, even with rents and everything, the way how high they are. So for me, it's like, this is incredible opportunity to learn and to not pay as much. And now it is very high paced. It is a lot. But, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, maintaining that work-life balance is very important. And I've been able to do that. And
and that's what I'd like to delve into a little bit more. So tell us a little bit about, you know, the process and the kind of content, and then also, you know, the project based rather than the exam based, because I kind of sometimes get a little bit nervous when it comes up to exam time. But I suppose the real world doesn't work like that, because you've kind of got access to Google.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing for me, Mark, like I don't do well with exams. I just tend to overthink it. And this is funny because I you know, think about like, you know, class full of people studying to be analysts. Of course, we're going to analyze everything. And so it is tough. But, you know, additionally, what's great about the project based, and there was someone in my class who works with a multinational company in data science. And when I was trying to apply in industry for jobs, because I don't have the experience in the technology industry, and in my CV, and she said, you know, really you have a big advantage because you're doing projects. And so it's not about just memorizing something and reading through it, you know, regurgitating it for an exam, whereas when you actually do projects, you're getting your hands dirty, you're getting in there, you're applying it, you're running it, implementing it, and then getting able to evaluate and see the results. And that's a really big thing. So additionally, when you think about, like, if you go in, you know, as I said, someone who doesn't have any experience and you go into an interview, you can discuss these things and say, well, this is what I had to, you know, these are the challenges I encountered in my project, and this is what I did to overcome those challenges.
And you take confidence from that, because you're doing the full development life cycle, because you're getting the data, you're cleaning the data, you're getting it fit for purpose, you're massaging it, you're really starting to understand what the different stakeholders, you know, hats they're wearing, because you're actually coming from that theory base rather than your theory and applied base rather than just kind of working off the theory, where, you know, you're living it and working in the real world from day one.
That's exactly right, Mark. I mean, when you go through, it's called exploratory data analysis, and you go through and, you know, what does your data look like and what do you have to do to prepare it? Is there any missing values? Is there any outliers? Things like that, that you have to then pre-process the data to then implement into an, either a machine learning model or artificial intelligence model.
When we look back more specific to you and your company Trillium, how did you start to apply it back to some of the challenges and problems that probably were added as a jolt to get you to do the course in the first place? You kind of mentioned about that kind of trading algorithms. Could you take us through that kind of that journey there?
Yeah, Mark. I mean, I have no background in coding. I mean, I took a coding class in high school, like I said, you know, 30 years ago, almost 30 years ago. And, you know, I remember a few things, but not very much. And so in my business, you know, a lot of reports, using a lot of Excel, and I was really able to automate a lot of reporting stuff that used to take me days, maybe even a few weeks to do. Now I could do in minutes because I was able to automate that through using Python code. And, you know, and then the trading algorithms, as you say there, because then you begin to learn the code and the process, and then applying those initially starting at what's called a rules-based algorithm. So basically if you say, you know, if something is in a position to buy, and it just basically runs the code and you know, it's a bunch of if-then statements. And I think, or if else, you know, and you kind of think, well, that sounds a bit complicated, but we do that every day in our lives, Mark. So like, you know, if you think about it, you're about to cross the road. If a car's coming, you don't cross. If not, you cross, you know, and it's that kind of, I think that's the big thing, Mark, when you think about it, like you have to take the process down of what you're trying to do and break it down to its smallest parts and then write the code to do those small parts. And I think that was the big aha moment for me, or the big like wow, is I was trying to do everything, you know, trying to eat, you know, all in one go, you know, in one bite. And it's like you say, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And so you just break it down to its smallest parts and get that working, and then by the time you know it, you've done the whole bit. And so learning that and you know, learning that there is, you know, you see the movies where these guys are coding and they're doing all these things, and that's not the reality. That's not the reality at all. It's sitting down, figuring out, writing on paper, figuring the process out, writing the code, testing it, and then implementing it. And that's what I've learned in my process here. And it's definitely made my work-life balance much better, because, you know, things that used to take me a long time don't.
For people listening in, they might find it very, very hard to believe it's gone from weeks, in some cases, to days, to minutes. Just allowing you to do such higher value activity, I could imagine, and then allow for more work-life balance because you know that part of the role is being automated.
And that's right, Mark. I mean, because like one of the things, like when you think about like, you know, using, and I love Excel, I mean, but, you know, using Excel, it could be really rife for errors. Whereas the code, if it's written, you know, you get the right response from it once, you're going to get it right every single time. So, and that's to me, like I'm very cynical to a certain extent, not trusting. And I go back, I mean, if you think about like driverless cars, you know, would you trust? And that's where I go back, you know, for the first 6 months, I was going back and checking everything and double checking and triple checking, because I was like, you know, the level of accuracy for these reportings is very, very important. Cause you know, as my company's regulated by the central bank, I can't say, oh, well, the code did that. No, so I have to ensure that that you know, everything is correct, and going back and checking every time and saying this is correct. I do still spot check, obviously, but you know, it's not going through the whole thing every single time.
Yeah, it's really helpful. And one thing I was quite interested to know, you went from a 7 to an 8,
yes,
and then from an 8 to a 9. How come you kept learning? They kept going.
Well, I mean, you know, because the level 8 is a higher diploma, which, you know, the QQI see it as equal to an honors, an honors degree, a bachelor's degree. And for me, like I'm saying, okay, but at any stage I go back to the States, you know, is that going to be, you know, I'm saying, well, I have a higher diploma at level 8, and I think, you know, data, and I did artificial intelligence, and I think they would just kind of like, well, what is that? Now, I mean, obviously I could get it change to the equivalent, but I decided to do a master's because it's a master's anywhere recognized around the world. You say, if I have a master's in data analytics, that's what it is. You know, there's no questions. And so that Well, that I would say that was one area, and the other area was I really, really enjoy this, and I'm the kind of person that I want to know how does this work. I mean, as a kid, I remember my mom would get really upset with me and saying, you know, though my wife does get upset with me at times, but anyway, my mom would get upset with me because I take things apart, and I would just want to know. It's like I want to know what does it do inside and what is it working inside, and so that curiosity has spurred me on. So I really enjoy, you know, learning where you can get a data set and then see what insights, you know, are inside the data and then provide. And because of my business acumen is like, then how do I provide timely business decisions that could, you know, increase productivity, reduce costs, increase profits. And in this case, trading. So that's really where my motivation came to continue on doing this.
Yeah, it's really a great example where you've had such a nice experience and positive experience for this. You've obviously challenging to get through to a workload, but you came to a balance that worked for you, but it gave you the appetite to try to figure this out and continue with that. And for people listening in, you know, who are a little bit apprehensive to take that step, what advice would you share to them?
The advice I share with them is it's, you know, you may be feeling unsure. And that's for me. That's when I first came in. I was unsure what to expect. What is it going to be like? What's it going to be expected of me? And, you know, obviously, you know, without, you know, knowing that the imagination grows and you make it bigger than it really actually is. And for me, what I've seen that really, really helps is being able to just have grit, just to stick it through no matter what, you know, and everything that goes. And, you know, you're going to get your marks and you're going to learn and you read and you're going to study as would be expected. But, you know, you have that grit to continue on and say, I'm going to get this done. And that's kind of what's gotten me through, you know, Mark. And, you know, you go through the whole thing. And I just did the level 8 graduation back in November. And, you know, what was really great, it was really celebrated. And it was the first graduation ceremony I've been in Ireland, at least for myself. And you just kind of like, you know, you think about all the nights and weekends that you dedicated to this and you want to do a good job and you get it done. And then you're celebrated like that. And it was just such a great experience. It's like, it's something that you go like, yeah, this is why, you know, this is, you kind of say, not say this is why I did it, but this is kind of like, it reminds you of why you did it. And you kind of go, actually, I did learn a lot. And so for me, that's been my experience. So I think, you know, I think it's just making the decision and getting stuck in. And, you know, you got a full-time job, you got a family. I get that. I mean, you know, running my own business with a family and trying to find that work-life balance. And, you know, there was lots of times that I would be invited to different places. And I would just say, unfortunately, I can't go, you know, I've got a project due, but you know, you got your summers and you get your, in between semesters off and you get to enjoy those things. And you, at the end of the semester, you kind of feel like, oh, that's it. And then you get, you know, about a week or two off and then you come back like, okay, you know, I've kind of rested a bit. I'm ready to go back at it again. And that's really just persevere through all of that. And it is hard, but it is. Yeah. If I'm able to do it, I think anyone can.
Do you know, I really appreciate your you know, how open and honest and transparent you've been about it. And, you know, I think people listening in can feel that, you know, if there's a time to make that change, there's never going to be an absolute perfect time to take it on board. But it, the course is set up for you to succeed. And if you just have that determination and grit and, you know, opportunity to want to learn, you'll get through there. Which is brilliant. You've been listening to AI Ireland podcast. In today's podcast, I've spoken to James Garza. James has been giving us a little bit of an overview of the courses he's taken at CCT College and how he's been able to work as well as these part-time courses and some of the outcomes he's had and positive outcomes he's had within his business. James, thank you very much for your time today.
Mark, thank you. Appreciate it. And I hope I've inspired others out there to take the course because, you know, like you said there, you just got to get in and do it. You know, you look back and say, I could have done this, I could have done that. And I think it's just taking that first step.
And for people who want to find out about that next step, I'm going to tell you a little bit more information about CCT College. CCT College Dublin offers a range of programs, many of which are government funded via Springboard or the Human Capital Initiative, in the areas of artificial intelligence, data analytics, software development, and cybersecurity, from level 7 diploma to level 9 master's degree. All are offered via blended learning to an evening and weekend basis to allow those working full-time to upskill and bring their learning from the classroom directly into an organisation. These programmes have been developed in partnership with Microsoft Ireland, so in addition to the academic qualifications obtained and accredited by QQI, students can also achieve professional Microsoft certifications in areas like Azure, data analytics, and AI. The next intake for the higher diploma graduate conversion courses in AI or data analytics for business starts in mid-February 2023. So discuss your or your organization's professional development needs in the area. Contact CCT College now by emailing info@cct.ie or upskill@cct.ie to arrange a call. More information can also be obtained at www.cct.ie. Many thanks for your time today, James. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Mark. Thank you.
Membership of AI Ireland places your organisation at the centre of the fastest growing technology sector in the world today. As a member, you'll have access to a diverse and highly engaged professional community which is committed to driving artificial intelligence forward in Ireland. Membership of AI Ireland is for any organisation employing data and analytics. We offer memberships to corporate, government and SME organisations. Interested to find out more? Contact Mark at AIAwards.ie.